these bullocks that your father had, he had bullocks and horses, or mainly bullocks?
The early days he had bullocks and one or two horses, which helped to break in the bullocks. The old horse was old Topsy, and he could say Cummy or Gior, and with the whip, you know that they've got the big whip, but you know that they don't hit their bullocks. If they want the bullock to come one way, so they bring the whip around and the bullock will follow the whip.
Or just crack the whip on that side?
No, not crack it at all. Just you might crack it, but then you draw it around and that bullock knows to, the leader bullock knows to follow that whip. He has made his bullocks do a figure eight in the back of the railway yards down here. And they reckon it's impossible, but he's shown the auctioneer and those that was there bidding how he could make his bullocks make a figure eight in that little yard. See, in those days...
They don't actually hit the bullock, then,
They do at times, but not a good bullock, he doesn't hit his bullock.
And when you've got a young bullock, then you're training with the old horse, then, you?
When you got it, yes. The early, really early starts, you train the leaders. Well, then after... you've got a pair of leaders, you're right. You've got a pair of polers, and then in between you have your young bullocks, and they soon cotton on.
How old are they before you put them to harness?
Oh, I would say about 18 months to 2 years in many instances. And then what they did in that case, they get two steers, as we call them, chained together so that it gives them the idea of learning to walk together. Because sometimes they'll lay down and they'll sulk. And then they learn to walk together. Well, then you see those two, as soon as you start, once they're broken, as soon as you're broken, they'll all stand up into their places and ready to be put on, the yokes to be put on them.
What do they do when they lay down and sulk?
They just lay down and do nothing.
You get them up with a whip, do you?
Well, they let them stop there till they get over it. It's like a child when he gets naughty.
During the training period, this is, of course. Mm. Yeah. Did many farmers have horses? They draft horses?
Oh, because it all gradually came. I don't know whether the one family up there ever had any bullocks or not, but I suppose the idea was that they didn't need as much... They could eat bush, couldn't they? See, bullocks will eat more things than what a horse will. See, the bullocks will eat the sheer bushes and different bushes, you see, that it was fodder. And because as father sold the rest of his bullocks in the 1914, after 1914 we never had no more bullocks. We could dispose them, we only had the horses.
Can you remember the names of the bullocks of the team?
Oh, I could. You forgot the Cocky and Bawley, Rowdy and Roan and... Oh, golly, now they're jumping from me. You take me a bit off by hand, but I could give it to you in a moment if I got my picture there.
Yeah, that's the way they paired off, were they?
That's the way they paired off, you see. Yeah.
They always work together that way? Because as you say,
they all work together, and they always come and stand up, and they'll never stand on the wrong side. They'll just simply, as you start doing, they'll just walk into their position, and you put the yoke on the back there, and they're and the keys in, and
they ever get any ferocious ones and bullocks? Or?
Well, I suppose you do, but then eventually they give in.
It's a wonderful story about these teamsters and all the life that they did, and the loads they took too.
And of course you realise, do you, that they consider for the pulling power, two bullocks pulls as much as one horse. They're not got the strength that a horse has got. A draft horse, I'm referring to.
Two bullocks will push the
equivalent to one horse.
Oh, yes.
The pulling power of one horse. So that you see, if you had 10 bullocks, well, you'd say that was about a 5-horse team.